Let's talk about a film that's going to be showing at the Heights Theater soon, but even before that, it's going to be showing, you tell us about it.
Okay.
George, it's one of your favorites, Holiday Inn. You mentioned it, a film from 1942.
And George, you got real good taste because it's my favorite and I think everybody's favorite.
Thanks, Bob.
Every time I host Holiday Inn, I always tell the audience, this is a great Christmas movie. And it's in glorious black and white.
I love that.
And the reason why I say that is I know we're all into color today, but there's something about Holiday Inn that's the black and white just makes it. If you colorized Holiday Inn, it wouldn't have the same feeling.
They've done that, too.
Yeah.
And so we're not going
to
look at that.
Yeah, they've tried to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the film and theater group here in Stillwater is we're putting on a show. And we're showing Holiday Inn. I'm also bringing, by the way, some little gems from the Bing Crosby collection,
Wonder.
Which I've worked on. Mm-hmm. And they're surprises, actually. There's four of them. Mm-hmm. So if you come into that night to see the movie, these little tidbits ahead of the film have not been shown for many, many years. And there's some gems. So do come if you can to that. It's just amazing. And Holiday Inn, over the years, there's different grades of prints that you've seen. When you've seen it on television, it looks acceptable. But this print here is off the new master. So I think you'll enjoy that, the quality of it, and that's part of it all. And to be in a room, even though you're in this church room, to see people all together watching it at one time rather than you sitting in your living room watching it on a little screen. So there is that charm that you have from doing that. So,
let's tell the folks where it is.
Okay.
This is going to be next Friday, the 27th, December 27th. Movie time is 7 p.m. And where at, okay, you want to write this down, folks. This will be in Stillwater at Cress Hall. That's K-R-E-S-S, Cress Hall, at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Stillwater. Once again, Cress Hall at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, Stillwater. That's at the corner of 3rd Street and East Orleans. So it's right, not too far right off the main street here.
Right.
So that's where it'll be. Now, 7 o'clock is movie time. Are you doing something before that, Bob? Just so do we need to get there a little early or what?
I think it wouldn't hurt to get there a little bit early because just like up at the Heights, as you know.
Right. I always get there early.
If you're not there early, it's could have a real big crowd. But at the same time, it's always good to get a good seat.
Right. We're not going to spend the entire hour talking about holiday movies, but just once again, the overview of Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn stars Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, Marjorie Reynolds, Virginia Dale.
And
just kind of the overview as well, Bob.
A Minnesota St. Paulite.
Ah.
Walter Abel.
Walter as St. Paulite.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What role does he play in the movie?
He is plays the part of the agent for Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Can you just give us the overview? What's the plot line in the movie?
Plot line is that they're both Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby are in love with Virginia Dale. And there's
that's a
this kind of back and forth kind of romance thing, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Bing Crosby goes up and has this inn up in Connecticut, and it's only opened on holidays.
Right.
And they're trying to attract people to come up on the various holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of good Irving Berlin music. The firecracker dance that Fred Astaire does in the movie is fantastic. And that after he had done the firecracker dance, his shoes were auctioned off.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
For the war effort. Yeah.
This is a 1942 film.
1942 film, and during the war years there.
Mm-hmm.
And lot of good numbers, a lot of good atmosphere. I mean,
White Christmas would be one of those numbers, wouldn't it?
White Christmas is the number.
The number in
this movie, and then also later on. One of the interesting things I might throw out is that in Holiday Inn, some of the sets were used in White Christmas in 1954 also. So they made use of their sets. They just didn't do it for one picture and just sock them away somewhere in a warehouse. So when you do watch White Christmas, which is the later film in color, There'll be little things that you notice that are familiar to you from the earlier picture.
We saw them both, didn't we, last holiday period at the Heights, and they both, we can compare them.
Yeah, they both sell out, and but it's, like I said, if you were to pick top pictures, Christmas movies, Holiday Inn, It's a Wonderful Life, all those movies are just wonderful, you know.
They are.